I generally don't judge things by their cover, but I have to say this is a really charming, I hate to start out here, but it's a really fun picture here. Where did this come from, and how did you guys decide to use this as the CD cover for your complete cello music?
Well, in this case, I hope the album will be judged by its cover, because it is a delightful cover. The model is My Beautiful Secretary. I saw a picture that was similar and decided to recreate it, and she had a friend with the cello, and she was the photographer, and we shot it right in my studio.
I think this is a nice span of your work, being able to go from, what, the late 70s?
You know, yeah. I was a serious young man in my 20s, and it goes all the way up to recent years.
Is it nice to hear? I mean, we don't think about ourselves changing. I mean, if you, get up in the morning and, wash your face, shirt changes, but you don't think about those sort of things.
It's like looking at an album of pictures of yourself. You can see what you looked like back then and what you look like now. It's nice to see that I like them all, even though the earlier pieces don't sound like me now. They sound like me as I've evolved.
I enjoyed the Four Seasons on here. I think this is a nice, the Ursa is a really wonderful piece and does sort of explore different colors. And would you tell us a little bit about how this piece came along?
Well, the piece was originally for double bass and orchestra. It was commissioned by the NEA for the great Gary Carr, the double bass player. And it was premiered in San Antonio with the San Antonio Symphony. I've since arranged it for double bass and piano, and for cello and orchestra, and for cello and piano. So this is one of the four versions of the Four Seasons. I called it Ursa because the double bass looks like a bear. It's a big brown bear. And I decided to base it on the Four Seasons of what a baby bear goes through in his life, being born in the summer and learning to copy mother. The opening movement has a little quotation from J.S. Bach's duet, which is delightful. We follow the Lord with diligent footsteps, and there is a bass line with big leaps in the double bass, bop, 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 and the cello is scurrying to catch up in between as the baby bear learns to copy its mother. It seemed like an exact parallel, so I did a little quotation of the Bach. After summer comes fall, when the bears eat, they stuff themselves, so there's a lot of gobbling music. In the winter, they sleep, so there's a lull, a bear, which is what I call a berceuse. And then finally there's spring, when they wake up and play.
There's actually two versions on this release of Lullabear, and I was going to ask about that.
Yes, well, there's the original version from the Ursa, which is in the key of F sharp, which is strange for cello, but it makes perfect sense for the cello, for the double bass, because the double bass is tuned up a step from its normal tuning for concertos. But I did a separate version in the key of C for cello in order to take advantage of the cello's low C string. So we get a big resonant snore on the lowest note of the cello at the end.
I really enjoy Gloria's and Jesus's playing on this. It's got to be a fun project to have in the can, because these guys really, I think, are making great music together.
They're brilliant performers. They're husband and wife, and they understand each other very well musically. It was a pleasure to work with them. They don't really show how outrageously difficult the music is, because they make it look so easy.
As always, there's some really great toe-tapping. It opens up with this Tentado por la Samba.
Yes. I like the idea of Tentado por la Samba. Since I'm basically an opera composer, I think in theatrical terms, so I enjoyed the idea that the piano wants to do the samba and keeps initiating samba rhythms, and the cello all through the first movement refuses to do the samba. And isn't sucked in until the very end and says, "All right, let's do the samba," and then they go roaring into a vigorous samba at the end.
Well, this follows a wonderful trio recording that we know of, and I guess having these sort of things out there, it's sort of a little bit like having a calling card or being able to say, "Oh, you should check out this piece." Is it nice to have quality recordings like this out?
Oh, it's wonderful to have quality recordings out. You can show what a piece is supposed to sound like. It's of course always great to have live performances, but I hope that recordings will help to generate more live performances, because it's all about hearing it live.
Yeah.
You mentioned the link between the trio. I think the Tentado por la Samba is a companion piece to the piece that I wrote for the Soli Ensemble in San Antonio, which also ends in a samba. So it would be nice to hear those performed on the same program sometime.
Well, the release is out on Albany with Jesus Castro Balbi and Gloria Lynn, this wonderful cello music. And we have to say congratulations, Robert. It's really a great release.
Thanks very much. I hope everyone enjoys it.